Thank you. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, perfect.
Cool. I should shorten that. I would have been quite happy with just the first two sentences. Thanks a million to Chandrika for those lovely words. It was really great to hear your stuff. And thank you very much to Paul and everybody at Ovail. I'm so happy to be here virtually. Because 3 years ago on this day, I said the first poem that I ever wrote at the Ovail open mic. So it's very special for me to perform here this evening. Unfortunately, it is not IRL. Today did take a toll, I think, on a lot of people, artists in particular. It was a day for feeling all the feels. But I'm going to start with a kind of cheerful-ish poem that I wrote 2 years ago and I found on my computer at the start of this year and kind of pieced it together about finding the fun within madness and bleakness. Although saying it now, it's a little bit ignorant, maybe, because a lot of the stuff in it is kind of much harder than it was at the start of the year. But it's bleak out there, people. Global panic at the end of the planet. Brexit and fascists are all that's in fashion. The system is broken and no one has a clue. It's so depressing just watching the news. Tis true, we are on the verge of extinction. Emissions and mass evictions have us in a precarious position. Yet in this epidemic, recreation is imperative to give your amygdala a break and stop worrying, for God's sake. At least for a while, give it a try. Cycle to the Spanish countryside, humming Congolese lullabies, whatever it is that makes you smile. Do that, then do it some more. Do it until your eyes get sore, then rest your lids, and when you snore, dream of rainbow dinosaurs reciting K-pop love poems to NASCAR drivers in Thunderdomes until you wake up giggling. Don't take things so seriously. There is no script, and the apocalypse is now-ish, so we might as well enjoy it. Let's go lie by the lock, hold hands, take off our socks, and look at birds flying overhead. Make the grass our bed, share our pillow with the ducks, and remember what it was like to not give a free second of your day to anything other than play. What do you say? We could raise paper ships. Eat ketchupy chips, do somersaults in the nip until the sun is eclipsed. When the darkness has covered, we'll get out our maracas and shake along with the crickets and frogs, build a house from logs, furnish it with ends and odds, and pretend the floor is lava. There's so much drama and sadness, worrying about jobs, relationships, the empirical conundrum of existence. Don't get too stressed trying to comprehend philosophy's tests like Zeno's paradox when you could be off playing Xena Warrior Princess or Power Rangers or witches, flying teenage ninja mutant hero turtle kites. Don't censor your mind to the confines of adult stereotypes. Think of silly things that make you feel alive, because with all this suffering and fear the end is nigh, we may as well try to have a real good time. It's really funny. I actually get more nervous doing this in front of a computer than I would in front of lots of faces. So it's a bit of a strange one. The next poem that I'm going to say is about going shopping for shoes. Going into sports stores has become a terrible assault on the senses. JD Sports and all those shops, I found it very difficult trying to get shoes. And when I wrote this, it seemed like a lot of the stores in Cork City were being closed down and turned into JD Sports, and that the whole city was going to become one big JD Sports. So this is that. Walk through the door of the shiny new sports store and metamorphosis begins. I'm no longer me, I'm a rap star, MVP, hip drops, arm swing, bob and weave, a basketball player, champion, neck adorned with bling, Ali stepping into the ring. What the fuck's going on? All I want is some trainers. White light contorts my vision, mirrors and strobes against black corridors trapped in a Tokyo Times Square prism. Alice in Adidas land down a Reebok rabbit hole. It's so bright, can barely see the young lad standing in front of me, poised like the Hulk, can just about make out his mod phase buzz cut. Can I help you, miss? He says, with Cheshire cat eyes. He's had too much exercise. A protein powder, Lacoste for men fusion. He's a psychedelic optical illusion that morphs and bends. And at this stage, I feel like I'm at a rave and I've taken too much MDMA. What the fuck's going on? I just want to buy some trainers. Grime music saturates every vacuum of the store. Syncopated breakbeats vibrate ceiling to floor as an order to buy more. Aggressive encouragement or intimidation. Every atom rattles. All of a sudden, a portal opens and I am temporarily transported to an underground London nightclub in the early 2000s. Big up, you Kim Massive! Then whoosh, I'm back in store again. This is too much. I have to get out. Emergency exits are blocked by mannequins in tracksuits doing squats. My smartwatch beeps manically to remind me to breathe. It seems I forgot. I try to run, but the arms of Nike zip tops fill out and catch me. Polyester jogger pants come to life from clothes rails. They wrap around my ankles and yank me to the floor. There is nowhere to go. The whole city is a sports store. People sit and watch as I try claw my way out. They eat their cornflakes from Converse high tops. This is all there is. There is no more. The whole world is a sports store. I surrender. My attention lands on a basket by the escalator, filled with neon soccer balls and a sign that reads, 25% off. Get it now before it's gone. That'll do. I get into it. Feel my flesh turn to a yellow leather. Hair, teeth, nails, eyes all invert to nylon and rubber. Rib cage curves, crown conjoins toes till I'm spherical. Slowly my markings start to appear. A black tick emblem. I have already forgotten my name. What the fuck happened? All I wanted was some trainers. Thanks. Thanks. So weird, lads. Not gonna lie, it's very weird. So the next poem I'm going to do is inspired by a drag queen. I'm a big fan of RuPaul's Drag Race, and I, out of all of the seasons that I've seen, there's like 120 of them now and I can't keep up, but out of all of the ones I've seen, my favorite drag queen is a drag queen called Monique Hart, and she is a very spiritual person and has a lot of faith in God and Christianity and stuff like that. And she really struggled with being a drag queen and being a gay man and having this faith. And when she became a drag queen and started doing drag, she said that she found her way of like spreading God's message through her shows and performances, and she gives kind of like sermons in her performances, and she is amazing. And when I was watching that, I was like, Jesus, if she was given mass, I'd go every Sunday. And I think the drag queens spread the word of love much better than you'd find from a man in a black suit telling you, you know, that you're going to go to hell and all that. So this is a reimagining of what I would like a religion to be. And it's called Make the World Gay Again. Hear ye, hear ye. After a catastrophic history of conflict and sanctimony, we've decided it's time to give something else a try. A new proposal we instate for all priests to be replaced by flamboyant poet drag queens. Sanction Sunday Mass at disco, a DJ at each altar, a monastery of mirror balls, communion of joy and laughter. Fine attire must be donned, be ready to twirl for the gods. All that condemnation to hell got quite exhausting, so we've decided to try a more celebratory approach of love and compassion. That was, of course, our initial aim, but of it we've made a hames. It's high time for a change, to spice up our lives, as those girls would say. We'll keep the wine, encouraged to be kind, throw a party in the pulpit, fill the pews with those for who an apology is long overdue for any humiliation we may have caused. We'll keep the rainbow windows, the stations of the cross-dressers, switch Adam and Eve with the snake to Britney at the VMAs, exchange Mary Magdalene for Madonna. Like a Prayer and I'm a Slave for You will be sung wildly by the choir. We'll applaud divas, Jezebels, whores, thank those who came before, for no one here will cast stones. We'd be out here living our best lives. Hashtag mass goals. When the ceremony begins, this performer in heels taller than Crowpatrick will open her mouth with sassiness and teach kindness on her tongue. We'll pray to patron saints, RuPaul and Panty Bliss, all the Stonewall kids, those wrongly persecuted, and those who dared to vogue. The world is hard enough without being told you are full of sin. We've come to this realization, so we've decided to let that sit for the time being. The church will now be fun and inclusive of everyone. It's been in the closet for far too long. It needs a revamp, perhaps a false lash, a sequin gown to stop all the moping around. We hope fringe culture-inspired glamour will save us from our sorrow. We thoroughly regret the shame we endorsed and forced you to internalize. So now go forth and wrap yourself in light, give yourself that ooh ah ah, and let's make the world gay again. Thanks. Thank you very much. The next poem that I'm going to say, I wrote two and a half years ago. It was a month and a half before the Eighth Amendment in Ireland was repealed, and it was a time when there was a case, a sexual assault case, where these rugby players were accused of sexually assaulting a woman, and the evidence that was suggested to the public suggested they were guilty, and it seems that the wrong verdict was given and justice wasn't particularly served, and there was a big dispute about it in Ireland, and it was a very aggravating time for women because we weren't being treated with our reproductive rights at the time. The law was against us. And this happened a month and a half before that, and it felt like a massive injustice, and it was painful. It was a really painful time to be a woman in Ireland. And that day that the Belfast rugby case trial was announced, the verdict, I was walking down Washington Street in Cork, and on the top I saw... Is that my feedback or is that no? I saw the statue of Lady Justice on top of the courthouse, and I was very angry with her. So this is a poem that's addressed to her. The women of Ireland are mad at you. You won't treat us. You won't believe us. Your scales are in need of a service. Lady Justice, Goddess Justitia, look at what's been done to you. You can't see too well. Your blindfold has been pulled too tight and left on so long that brambles and ivy have grown over your once optimistic eyes and left you lazy. Is that why you have let us down? If you were relying on just your ears, perhaps you could not hear us. There have been centuries of silence being shouted over and hushed. Can you hear us now? Because we're screaming. The banshee is sick of your shit and she is howling. The Shiog are frantic with your lack of judgment, so much so they wonder if they accidentally cursed you many moons ago to make you so careless. They have no record of this, but fairies are not known for their bookkeeping skills. Off the coast of Connacht, Leinster, Munster and Ulster, the sirens sing a song of melancholy as the mermaids mock your millennia of meekness. The high goddesses of the Tuatha Dé Danann are quiet in their dispute for the island's namesake. Eru in particular has gone quiet into herself. Her sisters are worried for her and all the sisters of the land when what has happened for so long and for so many. They are squeezing the soil in anger, watering it with tears, pushing out yellow roses as the Bowron beats to the tune of grief. Can you hear them? They are screaming. Can you hear us? We are screaming. Bring your scales back to Argos because there's something wrong with them. Take off that crusty blindfold, wash your eyes with chamomile and witch hazel because there's something wrong with them. Clean out your ears with candle wax and come back to us, lady. Bring your voice and your sword. You are needed. We are screaming at you, for you, to hear us, to treat us, to see us, to believe us. Thanks. Thanks. I just want to say again how like really special it is for me to perform at O'Vale's Culture Night, because I love O'Vale Obs, and that it's the 3-year anniversary of when I started doing poetry, so it's very special to me, and it's great to see so many familiar faces and many new faces, and I'm absolutely thrilled. It is a difficult time for artists, and we're pulling through as best as we can, but it's really hard. So it is great that this is still going, and that we're all doing our best out in these streets. So I just want to say thank you again, and this will be my last poem. So thank you very much. Just gonna have a little drink here. Jeez, I forgot. 2 seconds. This is like the one that I'm always like, I'll never forget this. Some of you probably know it. Oh, I have it. Keeping it fresh. The ice caps are melting. The planet's in peril. The penguins are getting a tan. There is disassociation in a takeaway nation, and the X Factor still has an audience. Bring back the magic, the spells, the tarot, the worship of nature and fear of Earth's karma. Dead, dancing, darkness, shadow marionettes of mysterious beings, Gaia, Wiccan, energy, black art, feminists, ink and mummy princesses. No Elysian sleek ideals here, pal. No sorry. You can't buy a cauldron in IKEA, and a reusable coffee cup won't solve global warming. Give us a shot at that old sorcery, raw, visceral alchemy, October moon voodoo conjuring, not contouring spirits into life. Dread werewolves and vampires, not deposits for first-time buyers, quell the never-ending row about tax brackets. Send the corporate to the incorporeal. Afflict all the influencers. Resurrect the necromancers to raise up dark mambo divas on a Friday night. Fling bodies in forfeit to poltergeists. The unexplainable underworld. Pinch teenagers glued to their phone. Shake them up and rattle their bones. And tell them stop Snapchatting each other from across the same room. It's boring. Whip out the Ouija board and see who's trending. No, no, click, click, scroll, scroll, eye of newt and tongue of toad, invoke she-devils, bruhera bitches, the snow white witches, not glorified yoga teachers charging mandatory donations for spiritual meditations of internet incantations, grocery store incense, and not a black cat in sight. Give me maenads, banshees, talismans, fairies, patience in belief, people still aren't recycling. New Orleans jazz saxophones, telekinetic temporal folds, psychics contacting the spirit world, nights spent supernatural, not scrolling through Instagram like a sugar junkie's candy rush, stashing tinfoil fashion sites. I'll do rituals to protect the earth from our destroyance. I have insomnia in the witching hour. I light candles for juju power. I need a belief in something higher than me, a connection not charged by USB. I'll drum and dance, offer a vegan sacrifice, scatter Santeria stones on my Scandinavian wooden floor, and say a prayer for when the tide comes in.